Frank, let's introduce our guest.
All right. Yeah, Mr. Dan Belcher is going to be with us tonight. He is the newest $250,000 ring earner.
He sure is. And we were talking to him earlier, and he reminded us that at the first Black and Gold banquet that MidOcean Partners, when they took over the company and purchased us, that's the first banquet. Frank and I were privileged to be the host. We got to introduce him that night as a $100,000 ring earner. Here it is, what, maybe 2 years later?
Now is it the quarter of $1 million?
And he's already up to $250,000? Y'all, we need to listen close and take notes tonight.
Yeah, he's got a heck of a story, too, and I'll tell you a couple of things that I didn't realize. He's had the membership for 24 years. He signed up the first time, I think it was in, it was 84 or something like that. Didn't know about the business opportunity, and when the crash took place, he discovered there was a business opportunity here, and he had been doing real estate, and he was a business owner, and if you look at the profiles of success, he's in there on page 25, and he's a really good-looking guy, by the way, and he did part of his business. Well, he's a bachelor. I mean, he was a bachelor. Now he's married, you know, and you make enough money, people will marry you.
Yeah, he's got a lot to celebrate this year. He got married this summer, and he just got awarded the $250,000 ring, and we'll be seeing him at the upcoming convention, getting that award in front of thousands and thousands of people. And he's actually hit as high as Platinum 3 in his career. He just got recognized for being Platinum 6 months straight in a row. He hit that in October, so he gets an increase in his lifestyle bonus.
Yep.
And he got notified that he qualified for the Cabo trip. So this gentleman...
And he's also, he looks about 30 maybe or 20, and he's a grandfather. I mean, this guy is a grandfather.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
He's got kids in there. He looks wonderful. He's got a great attitude too, by the way.
And he's going to give us some great training tonight. He's building a fantastic team, obviously, to be platinum that many months in a row. He's got a strong team.
And I'll tell you, he's in a city where you would think no one would do the business. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Right, where people are so busy, I don't know how they have time to do anything 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
But he has built one heck of a business in Las Vegas, that's for sure.
That's right.
I guess he's all over the country. And maybe he'll tell us this, how he came to get in Legal Shield, how he found out about the business opportunity.
If you'd like to, that'd be fine. We would love to hear everything you've got to share tonight, Dan. We know we're just honored to have you spending time with our team. Thank you so very much.
Dan, our whole goal here with our team calls is to help people clarify, simplify, and unclutter their life so that they can be more productive, they can have a predictable income, and live the lifestyle they've always wanted. They just become more productive, they have more profitable, and have a predictable income. And the only way you can do that is clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life. And after talking to you this afternoon, I think you're going to be the perfect person to help them do that. So it's our honor and privilege to have Mr. Dan Belcher on the line. Mr. Dan Belcher, you with us?
Yes, I am here. Thanks, Frank. I've got to come on this call more often. Flattery will get you absolutely everywhere.
Well, you deserve it.
I think that was
you sitting in this convertible, and they got $100,000. I just scratched it out and put $250 here. I'm going to do it right now.
That's great. Well, listen, hi everybody. My pleasure to be on the call, and thank you very much, Frank and Teresa, for having me. I really appreciate it. And a big shout out to Miss Stevens there. What a day yesterday. Wow, that was fantastic. Way to go out and write the business. That's absolutely wonderful. Well, you know, my background is the real estate business and business owner. And as Frank had mentioned, I've been a Legal Shield member since 1980.
Breaking up, Dan.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
I think so.
A little better, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, hang on. Let me get this change this here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I saw you.
Is that better now?
Oh, man, that's like 100% better.
Okay, very good. So like Frank had mentioned, I've been a Legal Shield member since 1984. I had a small business in 1984. I'm originally from the San Francisco. And I bought this Legal Shield product. And it was new. I hadn't heard anything about it before. I didn't know anything about it. I just bought the product. And in 1985, I was sued. I had bought a phone system for the business that I had, and the phone system didn't do what it said they were going to do. It didn't work the way they said it was going to work. They wouldn't replace it. They couldn't get it to do what it was supposed to do. And so I stopped making the lease payments on it. I had no other choice, and so the lease company sued me. And I had never been sued before, so, you know, well, that first thing is you panic, what am I going to do, how am I going to handle this? And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute, I've got this Legal Shield product. I wonder if this thing works. So I picked, grabbed the card, called in. The Legal Shield assigned me an attorney. I went and met with that attorney. The attorney filed the answer for me, went to court with me, got the whole case dismissed. Saved me $14,000, and I have been a Legal Shield member ever since. And I tell you, that was a really funny story because we all know how expensive attorneys are. In fact, they average about $305 an hour these days. And even back then, they were quite expensive. But I kept thinking to myself, hey, I must owe this guy some money, is all I could think of. How could he be doing all this work and taking care of this for me at no charge? And, you know, you never want to open a can of worms. You never want to say, when they're not sending you a bill, you never want to say, hey, you know, do I owe you any money? So at the end, when I'm sitting with him in the office and we're all done and I'm walking out, I just turned around to him. I said, hey, you know, I can't stand it anymore. I says, do I owe you anything for any of this? He says, oh, no, it's all covered with your plan. So I was flabbergasted, and I've been a Legal Shield member ever since. Of course, I didn't know about the business opportunity. And the so back in 2008, a friend of mine approached me on the business opportunity. And being in the real estate business and also a small business owner at that time, the economy was real rough. So I was looking for a plan B. I knew I had to find something else to do. I saw everything that was taking place in corporate America. I saw the real estate market really slow down. So I said, you know, I know this is a fantastic product. I've used it many, many times. I will give this a go. So I told myself as soon as I made enough money, I would go full time. And I did that in March of 2010. And then when I went full time with it, I hit the ring, the $100,000 ring, when I Frank and Teresa were hosting the Black and Gold event there in Oklahoma, and I had received the ring at that point, so that was a nice milestone in my career, and I was really, really excited about that. And, you know, moving fast forward, now I've been on 3 Cancun trips. I just got the phone call for the Cabo San Lucas trip. It was really funny. I was in a training with some of my people on my team when that call came in. All of a sudden I see the Legal Shield caller ID, and I, you know, that always, it piques my interest when I see that, but I'm in the middle of a training, so I don't answer it. And then we take a quick little break, and I listen to the message, and they're announcing me and congratulating me on winning that trip to Cabo San Lucas. So I played it for my team there, and we were really excited. So that was a lot of fun. And, you know, this business is an amazing business. It's certainly not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It takes time. You need to put the time and effort in to make it happen. You know, I started out just like everybody else starts out as a junior associate, going to the meetings every week, you know, recruiting people, developing my team, you know, doing as many exposures as I possibly could. And I started off pretty quickly. I started building a big team, but, you know, things didn't grow or progress as well as I would like them to do. And I started taking a look at my business, and I ran into a gentleman, I think it was about the time, it might have been 3 years ago in Oklahoma. You may know him, Frank, Robert Hounsell. He's in your neck of the woods there. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm really not. I don't.
Where's he from?
Well, it's right there in Charleston, South Carolina there.
I've never...
what's his name?
Robert what? Townsend?
Robert Hounsell. And so anyways, he's a gold executive director, and I was sat with him at that executive director banquet and got to know him and his wife. And, you know, he started his business back in 98, and, you know, he's basically retired. He just lives pretty much on his residual income, and he's making about $20,000 a month. And I got to know him, got to talking to him, and we started sharing some stories back and forth. And I said, well, what did you do? How did you do? How did you develop your business? How did you build this income? And he says, well, you know, I just I just started recruiting people and started developing them, and he told me his whole story, and we got to chatting, and that kind of was a turning point in my business because it really made me realize how simple this business really is. You know, you're mastering the mundane. Once you get something that works, you know, with me and my team, we become a team of just cliches, if you will. We're repeating the same things over and over again, doing the same things over and over again to build our business and make things work. I train, you know, one of the things I do when I recruit somebody, first thing I want to do is get them paid right away so they can get that belief check. And, you know, I sit down with them and or a group of people, depending on what's going on, and I simply train them on how to set an appointment. You know, are we going to send somebody to invite them to a PBR? We're going to do a PBR at your house, or you're going to invite them over to my office, and we're going to sit down and we're going to do a one-on-one. You know, what are we going to do? So I sit down and I teach people how to set an appointment. That's the first thing that one of the first things I want to know they can do, because we want to get to their list. And my belief is everybody's got five really good people that they're going to be able to invite and put in front of me or put into a PBR, at least five. You know, some people have more, and get in front of me so I can sit down and do a presentation with them and teach them how to do the presentation. So the script is as far as setting appointments, really easy after, you know, they've talked to this person that they're going to go ahead and make the exposure with and set the invitation with. Now, just let me ask you a question. Are you all open to exploring outside or additional business opportunities if it doesn't interfere with anything you're currently doing? Well, normally there's only one answer to that, and they normally say yes. So, you know, I just teach them how to say, I have something real important I'd like to share with you. You may or may not be interested. Takes about 15 to 30 minutes of your time. We go ahead and set the appointment. And a lot of times you get, you know, the big objection, well, what is it? You know, and I teach them how to handle that. I say, hey, I'm glad you asked. We make attorneys affordable throughout the United States and Canada. In fact, we're one of the fastest growing companies in the United States and Canada. I'll get to the rest of it when we meet. I've got to run right now, so can I count on you being there? And they go ahead and confirm that appointment, set that appointment. Now, that's if we're doing a one-on-one. If they're inviting them to a briefing, then we ask them to bring a bag of ice. But, I mean, this is pretty much the Dave Savola, appointment setting. And, you know, he reminded me, and he sent me this little script, and I looked at it, and I go, well, I'll be darned. I guess it is this simple. And so I started using it, teaching my team how to use it. And the first thing I was concerned with, well, if they can't set an appointment, you know, then how are they going to make it in this business? So I sit down and make sure they know how to set the appointment so they can get these people in front of me so we can expose, and we can start building their team and get a check with them right away. Well, that leads into me doing a presentation for their, whether it's a PBR, whether we brought them to a briefing, or whether they're sitting down one-on-one with us. It teaches them how to present. So if I'm using a flip chart, I teach all my people how to do a flip chart presentation so they know how to present. They need to be able to sell the membership and be able to offer the business opportunity. They need to be able to do it so it duplicates itself. And, you know, when you start doing that and they start doing it and everybody starts duplicating the same process, your team starts growing. And right now it's becoming very, very infectious because you know, the economy's starting to spark up a little bit. All the seeds that Legal Shield has planted and the branding they're doing and the changes that they're making and the new name and people are looking for opportunities right now as we're starting to recover from this, you know, great recession that we had. You know, people are very, very open. And I have to tell you, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And hitting these milestones have been a major, major blessing for my Legal Shield career, because the better you get at it, the more successful you get at it, the easier this business gets, because you don't have to go through that process anymore of, you know, convincing. It's, you know, they see that you're driving the BMW. My wife and I both have the BMW. She gets the BMW check. She's got a brand new, beautiful white 328. I've got the BMW. They see the ring, they see the vacations, they see it's real, the conviction's there. And they start believing the story, and they start buying into it, and they see it within grasp and within reach. And as you're, you know, presenting to the people they're bringing in, and the people are getting wide-eyed, and they're seeing what's going on, and they're joining, it starts creating an infectious momentum that starts taking place and creating a life of its own. So, you know, what I do is you know, for a long time when I was in this business, I was looking for the secret. What are they doing? What's going on? They must be doing something else. They must be doing something different. Well, no, it's really as simple as that. Mastering the mundane. And that's what I'm doing to develop my team out here in Las Vegas. It's a growing, of course, I've got people nationwide and teams nationwide. When you know, I have one of my new recruits the other day just sit there and tell me, you know, he's an NFL, which we call no friends left. He says, well, and then the friends he did have, he says, you know, these are my best friends. He says, I don't want to call these people on this, blah, blah, blah. And I says, look, says, don't worry about it. This is painless. So this is really easy. And we took his best friend, we called his best friend up. And I simply said, hey, you know, I'm sitting here with Tyler. He says, you're your best friend. He says, you're a great guy. I'm training him on this new business that he's starting. And you know, we wanted to know if we could share it with you, if you were open to taking a look at an opportunity, if it doesn't affect anything or interfere with anything that you're doing right now, if you take some time to listen to what Tyler's doing. Well, of course he says yes. He's Tyler's best friend. And so we have him on the phone. I play a little sizzle call for him, a quick 4 or 5 minute sizzle call. And asked him at the end, I said, well, you know, what are you, a 1 or a 10? That's how the call comes to a close. You know, 1, you're not interested, 10, you know, I'm ready to get signed up. He says, well, I'm a 5. So we sent him a greatworkplan.com, which is a little webinar that Patrick Shaw does. It goes over the business, a little business overview, because this gentleman's not local. He's all the way in Colorado, and we're in Nevada, so we're working over the phone. And he looked at that video today, and now he's becoming an associate, and he's going to go to that meeting out there in Colorado with Patrick Shaw. So, you know, some of these people are afraid to, you know, work their list and put it together. You got to sit down with them and say, hey, you know, it's not that difficult. It's painless. You know, you're going to see your people, your friends and your family and your top 5. They're going to be open to listening to what you're doing, and they're going to be opening to help you. You're more afraid than they are. So you're the problem, not them. So let me just show you. And so, you know, we're just building a team through the normal channels and the mastering the mundane and simple little things like that, and teaching people how to get somebody in front of us, whether we're getting them to a PBR, a one-on-one, or a briefing. And then, you know, once we get them to one of those, teaching them how to do the presentations as well. So once they've learned how to set an appointment and do a presentation, well, they're off to you know, building their business. The rest they'll pick up along the way as they're going to meetings, they're going to trainings, they're getting on calls like this, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I'm here to tell you, anybody can do it. It's the more of these calls and the more you participate with all this stuff and the more success that you have, you begin to find out how things are going to start happening for you. And it's when it starts rolling for you, it starts rolling for you. So I want to thank you for your time, Frank. If you have any questions or anything, I'd be happy to answer them. I'm going to hand it back to you.
Well, hey, I love that. What is it? Mastering the mundane.
Yeah.
Doing that all,
it's
yeah,
an old Jeff Olson saying.
Yeah, yes. I just read that one of your goals is to become a professional golfer. I think you're getting closer and closer to that, aren't you?
Well, I getting further and further away. Because, you know, the more excited I'm getting about my Legal Shield business, the more time and effort I'm putting into it. So, you know, in order to be a professional golfer, it's always been a dream of mine. It really takes a lot of time and effort. And right now, I'm so excited about Legal Shield. I think I'm just going to be a professional Legal Shield associate.
There you go. Well, maybe you can just buy the golf course.
Later.
I'm getting out there and practicing, and I do enjoy it.
That's wonderful. Now, what did your wife do before you guys started this?
6 years ago when we started dating, I recruited her, and she got involved in the business, and she's one of my executive directors. And I've got several people. My brother-in-law is one of my executive directors. I got a Mr. Paul Schmitz out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, yeah, I got her involved, and, you know, I have to tell you, she believed in this opportunity and caught the vision before I did. She told me this was going to happen and where it was going before I saw it and I believed it. And it was funny. I just handed her a DVD. You know, this was 5-6 years ago. We just started dating. And as she called me back immediately, said, "I like this. I want in." I go, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Well, I just watched this DVD. I like it. I want in." I go, "Great." So that kind of, you know, was something that helped me jump in and start rolling with it even more when that occurred.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Dan, I tell you what, I really appreciate you being on, and you lived up to everything we were saying about you, that's for sure.
Yes, and I love it. I mean, you're using the proven system.
And you train these people.
Yeah.
You know, what to say, how to handle that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key to it. You know, if somebody feels a little more confident, they get confident. If they're not, you know, if they're not trained, and that's when I started out by Dan saying that we like, you know, make sure that people clarify, simplify, and unclutter their life so they can get down to those mundane things that work every single day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was finding that in the beginning that I was recruiting people, but they weren't taking off. Knew something was missing, wasn't quite clear on how to handle it myself. And as once I figured out what it was that was missing and what I needed to do, I just needed to teach them what to do and how to do it. They just needed some guidance. You know, they had the inspiration. They wanted to do it. And I was trained. When I was brought into the business, I was never really clear for a long time on what it was I needed to do. And, you know, but once I figured out what it was I needed to do, then I was able to show other people what they need to do to build the business and make it happen.
Well, I think you had a key to the business. It's only going to grow as big as your leaders grow, and you can't grow unless you're trained, that's for sure.
Yeah, got to get them trained, and they will follow the leader.
There we go. Well, once again, tell your wife thanks for letting you spend a little time with us, and we appreciate you not being selfish and just, you know, talking to your own team.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing tonight.
Well, you know, I had to get on the famous Frank and Teresa O'Coin call when I was asked. I said, sure, I'd love to. Who was it? Mr. Hughes was out there. I guess spent a little time with you. He told me you study about 6 hours a day. Is that right?
Yes, maybe more than that sometimes, yeah. I'm trying to catch up with you,
amazing.
Dave.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to get on the phone and pick your brain sometime.
Well, we'll have you come out here and do a Super Saturday or something. How about that?
That sounds good. Well, listen, thank you guys very much for having me on the call. I appreciate it. I wish you guys and all your team the best of luck. You know, stick and stay, and you'll get your pay.
Hey, listen, if you get a good story, why don't you call in there? I call sometime and tell me I got a good story, and we'll let you tell it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you got it. I come up with them from time to time. I'll take you up on that.
I know you do.
And we look forward to seeing you in April out in Vegas.
Yep, we'll see everybody. I don't have to travel too far, so I'll definitely be here.
Absolutely.
Tell your wife to cook it some fried chicken. We'll come over.
Well, it's funny they mentioned that. She's cooking some right now.
Wow, all right.
All right, then, Belcher. Thank you.
Thank you.
From all of our
congratulations.
Team. Safe travels to you,
thank
my
you,
man.
Guys. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, what a wonderful call. He got bright.
And I know y'all were trying to write those scripting words down very quickly. This call's recorded, so as soon as we conclude this.
We had two lines. Holly did one and he did one.
Yeah,
there
was a lot of great information to write down tonight. So the replay number is the same PIN number you dialed in, and it is a one-digit difference. The phone number is 0990, the last four digits, or 0990. We have a couple more things to share with you. We're going to be in California. I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. But before I do, I want to, number one, congratulate everybody that hit Power 20 last month.
Yes, sir.
And everybody that hit Power 22 of the last 3 months of this year. That means if you did not do it last month, you got to hit it this month if you want to be a part of the Big Hitter program. This is a ton of fun. Did something similar last year. We're going to have a lot of different teams. Every Power 20 can have their own team. Every Power 20 who's Power 20 twice in the last quarter of this year. Every executive who is executive two times in the last 3 months of this year will be on the Heavy Hitter program. And we'll all be putting teams together to have friendly competition. There's going to be a ton of prizes for the top teams. Don't have all the details, but you will be getting them. The most important thing to focus on, because we want you to have a team. We want our organization to have a lot of teams, a lot of Power 20 teams, a lot of executive director teams, Big Hitters and Heavy Hitters. So focus on that. We're toward the middle of the month, and you've got plenty of time to reach your goals. And in California, I want you to write the date down, because we have a lot of team out in Southern California, and we're so excited about going out there in December. We'll be there December the 7th. Actually, we'll be there, I believe, the night before doing a Q&A.
That's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
We're going to go out there and start our own war.
Start our legal revolution. That's right. So we're excited. We're going to be at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Anaheim,
I'm sorry. Yeah. And if you want details on this or any event going on in the nation, we have a calendar. It's so awesome. It's convenient. You can look at every state and all the events in every state. It's simply LegalShieldCalendar.com.
Yeah, so if you know anybody in another city, all you got to do is look it up and see if there's a meeting going on in that area. And
send them.
You know, and send them. That's
mm-hmm.
That's how you build your business nationwide.
That's right. So we're excited. Can't wait to see the California team out there next month. We've got a lot of team out that way. So we're looking forward to that. We will be doing some kind of get-together after the Super Saturday, so stay tuned for that. We're working with Steve Fleming on that because he's out there too. Well, y'all, this has been a great call. I hope you call and listen in to the replay and get your team to listen to it if they weren't able to be on tonight. And we're looking forward to a great week. Y'all, this has been a fantastic month so far. The numbers are moving in the right direction, and we are here for you. And Franklin,
yeah, I just to say thanks to Glenda and thanks to Michael Johnson
for participating,
and Holly Stevens for her great job. And thank each and every one of you for everything you do all day long, because we know what you do, because we're doing the same thing.
That's right.
We'll look forward to our number 781 calls next week.
All right,
have another great trainer on. Thank you all so much. This is Frank and Teresa saying good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.